Governor Newsom said today he's about to toggle back on California's reopening and announce some tough new enforcement measures to stop the spread of COVID-19. KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign, joining us live, says the governor's briefing today was disrupted by Black Lives Matter protesters.
Well, Susan, Governor Newsom ventured out of the Emergency Operations Center to deliver today's coronavirus briefing at a Motel 6 in Pittsburgh, now housing people experiencing homelessness to protect them from the virus. He touted the success of Project Room Key, newly rechristened Project Home Key, saying it's gotten more than 14,000 people off the streets of California. But he warned that with the coronavirus positivity rate, hospitalizations and ICU cases still climbing sharply, it is time to force Californians to do more to stem this pandemic.
We'll be making some additional announcements on efforts to use that dimmer switch that we've referred to and begin to toggle back on our stay-at-home order and tighten things up.
Those announcements, though, will not come until tomorrow. Black Lives Matter protesters yelled through a bullhorn at the governor. They used sirens to drown out much of his news conference, which he took in good cheer, although he closed with a bit of bravado.
We bent the curve in the state of California once. We will bend the curve again. Mark my word. We will crush this pandemic. We will annihilate it. We'll get past this, but we're going to have to be tougher.
And that toughening is going to come in the form of a crackdown on indoor gatherings and activities in particular, especially ahead of the July 4th weekend. Reporting live, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.